You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm JC.
And I'm Will.
And you're listening to
Dude the Podcast.
The Dude Podcast. Hi everybody. It's been
How's it going?
I'm just so happy to be back. I'm happy we had the election and we had Thanksgiving and we had the holidays and the dudes were, you know, like family and then, you know, the president ended up. They tried to nominate me, and I said I didn't want the job. I had to.
You got too much on your plate.
I got too much on my plate, so I had to politely decline both Kamala and Trump. Say no. They both wanted me.
Both wanted me. I said no. I said no.
You can understand why they did that, but you know,
yeah,
you're a man. You know? You're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people. Man of the people. Yeah, but we're back, and I'm excited to attack 2025 with a lot of vigor.
So I'm glad you're talking about this because, you know, so far in the 25, maybe 24 episodes we've done so far, we've kind of just done this as a fun thing, and we just kind of try to post weekly, but there's no real, like, schedule or order to it. That's about to change, baby. We're going to post every single Monday morning. That way you can go through your weekend and be ready to start your day off with some dudes and just be your best duty self for the rest of the week.
It is the best way to start a week. You know, you get your cup of coffee. Some people, they rise, they meditate, they pray. And then they listen to the Dude Podcast. And you can do those in any order. You know, what is it? Eat, pray, love. Eat, dude, pray. Dude, coffee, meditate.
That's a good point. I think, like, you wake up, you make your coffee, have a little breakfast, drink your coffee, do your poop, take a shower. Because you can't poop after shower. So you got to poop,
no.
Shower.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You got to be real clean. Clean as a whistle.
Yeah, that way everything's clean. Crevices, yeah, and all. And
everything.
And then you get into your car, you can listen to the Dude Podcast in the car. You listen to music in the car. It doesn't matter.
Or if you're riding the subway, right?
I know
we have so many New York City listeners. We have to relate to them. When you're on the subway or the bus.
I understand. Hey, listen. My brother lives in Portland. It's really popular to take the bus there. He could be taking the bus. But here's the point. Some point during your Monday morning, whether it's early or later in the morning, you can listen to Dude Podcast. And, you know, the whole point of this thing is to put a little pep in your step. What a better day to start that than Monday.
Yeah. The best. And all of a sudden, it makes Mondays, which are so bleak and sad, really maybe the best day of the week.
Mm-hmm. And if your coworkers are watching you and going, and they say, "What's so funny, coworker?" And you say, "Let me tell you, right now my ear holes are just filled with the duteous joy."
And they would say, "Damn it, I would pay whatever it costs to have that kind of joy. Give it to me. How much? How much?" And he pulling out money. You say, "No, no, no. No money, sir or ma'am or whatever they identify as. Just either YouTube, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
mm-hmm.
The dudes."
But I mean, here's the thing. We're not animals. You can tell them to subscribe. At least tell them to subscribe.
God, this A&W root beer has got me really burpy. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've almost belched like 4 times. I can't.
Since when do you drink pop, let alone root beer? I would now take you for root beer, man.
Well, it was just cider. It was just here. It was in the garage. There's a lot of drinks that are just randomly here that have like just been. I literally looked over. I was like, ooh, root beer. It's like, So yeah, I'm not like normally like downing root beer. And in fact, one of my healthy goals for 2025 is less pop. But
you know what's crazy?
It does happen to be there, and it is delicious.
You know, it's crazy. I've not had a pop, like a pop, in well over 10 years. And I don't drink pop. But there is a company called Olipop. And
I've tried Olipop. Yep.
They make like a probiotic, like I'm doing Air Bunnies, like healthy pop. And they have a root beer version, and it is good.
So if you want to be a sponsor...
Yeah, Olipop.
Olipop.
Be a sponsor.
Come on, sponsor. So, Will, hope you had a great holidays. One of the things that I became obsessed with on the holidays that I sent you a couple of days ago that I can't stop talking about is the Ewok video.
It's amazing. In fact, let's watch it together and let's break this down because I feel like there's a lot to take in, and I think you need a play-by-play duties as you're listening to this.
So,
if you want to watch along, go on YouTube and watch it. Watch us watch it, or Google or YouTube it and watch it yourself.
Yes. All right. So I will try to share it on the screen and hopefully make sure that tell me, Will, that it's working. All right. And I will stop it occasionally, and we can keep talking about what we're seeing in real time.
Do it, right. Baby.
So I'm going to share my screen. All right, presentation. Oh, no, not now. That's not what I wanted.
Take your time. I can cut this part out.
All right.
Okay, so, go for it. So first off, for the people listening, tell them what the title of the video is.
Ewoks on the title is Ewoks on Today's Show One Ump's Al Roker's Leg.
And for those of you who don't know what an Ewok is, it's like one of those like furry like Star Wars character.
Let me explain the for somebody who I am a bit of a Star Wars nerd, so before we even jump into this, let me give a little bit of history of the Ewoks and particularly why I'm so obsessed with them. So in the original Star Wars, like the ones that came out in, you know, the late 70s and 80s, on Return of the Jedi, they're on this planet. There are these little, I guess they look like little bears is what you would kind of look. And they were called the Ewoks. And they are like these little Muppet characters. And they're very funny.
But there's actual humans, like in the movie, there's actual humans in these.
Exactly. There are little people that are definitely in the Ewoks. And the Ewoks became such a big deal after Return of the Jedi. They had their own spinoff movies. I don't know if you knew this. They had their own spinoff movies and a lot of merchandise. And like,
you know what? You could argue because they don't talk. You could argue they're the OG minions.
Yeah, no. That's completely fair. They are the OG. They really are like the OG minions. That's a very, very fair thing. So for whatever reason, I don't know how I stumbled upon this. So we're gonna break it down for you, and I'm gonna stop it occasionally, and explain what's happening, and So also the Today Show, right? The Today Show is like a every day, you know, in New York City, they're talking about, you know, news of the day and crafts and things that have to do with the hall. It's like a very light, light news show, kind of get you up in the morning. All right. So all of a sudden you see an Ewok with a martini. What I love so much is they're all dressed. What the heck did I just click there? They're all dressed up. Al Roker with his hairpiece is in and of itself. Al Roker is dressed up as Han Solo, and his
hair, he has a wig on.
is incredible. Also, this woman, who I'm not sure, one of the hosts, I guess, of the Today Show, is in like a full Darth Vader outfit without the Darth Vader mask.
Yeah.
But then, like, there are these Ewoks here, and they're trying to steal booze, which is incredible. And we continue. So you can tell, like, and then this Ewok just starts dancing.
Like doing the moonwalk. He just kind of takes the liberty of stealing the show by doing, like, weird dancing.
But it's good dancing. Like, it's incredible. Like, look at that.
It's pretty good dancing, too.
Oh, it's unbelievable dancing.
But now he gets to, this is where it takes a turn, right here.
Well, and what I really also enjoy, too, is, like, this show, like, I've watched the entirety of this clip, so this is just a minute, like, summation of when things really go off the rails with the Ewoks, because it's about a 7-minute session of, like, the lead up to what's happening here. And my favorite is, like, they're telling you how to do these awful crafts. Like, it's just the most boring crafts, like Halloween-based crafts you ever seen. And the Ewoks clearly are bored by this and then just take the liberty to, like, be like, no, I'm just like, this is terrible. I'm going to start dancing and stealing booze. And then it's great because the hosts, like, try to take the power back from the Ewoks and just keep failing. And here's where things really go off the rails. After the Michael Jackson dance, things really start going sideways here. The Ewok just humped Al Roker.
Al Roker's kind of amused by it, maybe a little angry, but...
And then he's like, he's kind of like moving his paper like it farted, or like, he has no idea. They don't deal with, you know, these tiny, like, creatures hump. They don't have to address that normally on the show, so they don't know what to do.
Play it again from the hump, and let's just watch it all the way through. And then we'll go over the rest of it.
Yeah. So he's dancing. Unbelievable dancing.
Very good.
He humps him. He doesn't know what to do. No one knows what to do.
Everyone's kind of chuckling.
Another Ewok is really just kind of like...
It's still...
Like overlapping. This Ewok is apologizing. He's doing push-ups.
But now he's humping the floor.
He just keeps doing it. It's incredible. It doesn't know what to do.
It's like he had a weird moment of like, oh yeah, I'm on TV. Here's the thing I want to know though. Do you think, because clearly this is a paid gig for him, do you think they were like, dude, no way we're paying you for that performance? Or do you think it was kind of like, all right, we'll pay you, but you're not coming back?
Well, I did some research into this incident. Okay?
Really?
Yes, I did some research because at first, again, there's things that say like drunk Ewoks and all these things. We don't know if they're drunk. They could be drunk. Like multiple times, if you watch the entirety of the clip, the Ewoks keep trying to steal booze. It happens multiple. Like when you see the woman who's as Darth Vader, like getting like visibly upset with the one Ewok. It's because it's like the fourth time it's happened. And,
but how do they drink it with the masks on?
I don't know. I don't know how those masks work. For all I know, they could actually have mouth holes. I have no clue. Now, so here's supposedly the story. The story is the Ewoks that were there, like they work for like Lucasfilm or whatever, like right, who runs all Star Wars at that time. I think they later got bought by Disney or whatever. But the people that were in the Ewok costumes are like professional Ewoks. Like they do that for like a living, right? But supposedly the story was that Ewok that you saw that like went rogue, like I guess they normally have like a normal Ewok and they had to make a last minute replacement, supposedly. So they find this guy who maybe normally he dresses up like little Michael Jackson or something like that.
I was going to say, like, he's got to be a background dancer for someone.
He does something else, and he just realized it was his time to shine, his or her time to shine, and my goodness, the dancing,
he took the spotlight.
The best is he humps out Roker, and then, like, they're stunned, and you think it's over, starts doing push-ups, and then shows the world he can also hump the ground pretty impressively. I'm not sure he's, like, trying to take the host home after this. Like, I'm not sure what that Ewok is trying to achieve by doing this on national TV, but it's impressive. And the other Ewok, you can tell the other Ewok's kind of all right, like, what are you going to do?
You know what's crazy about this, though? If you take the costume off, because, you know, our human eyes are seeing this animal, right? It's, like, essentially an animal. It's like a little cute bear, right? So we're not putting a face to the actual person in the costume. That was like presumably a grown man who went up to Al Roker and humped his leg and then got on the floor and started humping the floor. And had he not been wearing the costume, we would be appalled. But we're kind of like laughing because he's wearing this cute little bear outfit. Like, it's pretty wild.
That's the power of mascots, though, you know? Like, it allows for acts of indecency to just be adorable. Much like the Minions, you know? I mean, the Minions are always, their butts are always out.
Yeah.
You know, they're always doing silly shenanigans, but you just allow them to do it because it's the Minions. But yeah, no, the Ewoks are not supposed to. I did watch a lot of the Star Wars movies and all those things. At no part in those movies did the Ewoks know how to do Michael Jackson choreographed dancing like that Ewok did. I would tell you, if there was a service, though, where I could hire Ewoks to just show up at parties and just act lewd and do things
that
like
that, would be a great party.
That'd be incredible. Also, like, it would also just be an incredible thing to just, like, show, like, prank your friends with. Like, that would be the best part. Is just they're already having an organized party and you just call in these Ewoks. Because, like, if I had a party and Ewoks showed up, like, how you would feel terrible kicking those Ewoks out. Like, you don't want to kill the party. You have to let them, like, I don't know where they came from, but I have to let them just keep doing what they're doing, right? Like, if your son was having a birthday party and Ewoks just showed up and they were dancing around and they were, you know, playing games and doing weird things with cake, like, are you going to kick him out? Your son would be devastated if you removed the Ewoks.
That's true. That's a good segue to, you know, have you ever been to a party that something weird like that has happened where it's like, it didn't make sense? You almost kind of left going like, that was a weird thing that happened.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm trying to think of some on the top of my head.
I once went to a costume Halloween. A company I worked for was really big into Halloween. And they hosted a Halloween party. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they decided to get a fortune teller to come work at this party.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing. My buddy, my coworker, he goes to the fortune teller just for fun and comes back and he's kind of like weirded out. And I'm like, what's going on? And he said, that fortune teller just told me that my wife and I are going to have a baby. And at this point, he's like 38, 39. And so he's like, I'm like, well, were you guys planning on having a baby? He's like, no. 2 years later, they had a baby.
Yeah, but I mean,
weird. They weren't planning on it.
No, I guess, like, I can't think of, like, you know, I always love a good thing going awry at a party or at a big social event, and I've seen plenty of those throughout my time. I will say, like, recently, things that I've seen that have been a little weird or gone a little, like, south would be involving Jupiter jumps.
Wait. Jupiter jump?
You know, like
bounce
house? Yeah.
Well, what party were you at? Your son's too young to be at parties with the Jupiter jump. So
for his first birthday, we rented a Jupiter. Well, here's what happened. So I first recognized this issue. We went to a birthday party one of the cousins had like a birthday party. Like, I feel like, I don't know, for me, us at least, like for our first, like for our son's first birthday parties, we had a lot of things there that weren't really even necessarily for him because it's like the first birthday. You know what I mean? His second birthday was like really low key, but like the first one we just had, like we had a giant moon bounce and we had things that like he was too young, he couldn't do, but it was like, all right, like there's a bunch of other kids that are like, what, like two, between 2 and 5 that are going to be there already. So like, it's for them. You know what I mean? It's like an excuse for people to get together, whatever. So we had a moon bounce. So we had a moon bounce. So I'm going to preface this with like 2 weeks before we were invited to a party and there was a moon bounce there as well. And Carol Ann popped her head in the moon bounce to just check in on the kids. And she was like, hey guys, what's going on? And she puts her head in and she gets socked in the face by this little boy. Like, she's like, hi guys, what's going on? This kid just is like, ah, and like just punches her in the face. And she's like, oh my God. Like, all of a sudden she's out. She's like, what the heck? And it was crazy how like the moon bounce was, it was like a carousel and like, so it kind of like blacked out what was kind of going on in the inside. So it was just, she was like, that's insanity. She's like, whatever's going on in there is out of control.
Yeah.
And then like later on, that same kid, now the nice thing was like, we learned like that same kid, like she saw him like kicking his dad like later on. So it's like, okay, that kid is an animal. And like, clearly this just brings out the wildest. But then at our party, lo and behold, the same thing happened.
Did you have a bouncy castle for your party?
We had a bouncy castle for my son's first. And no joke, this is awful, but no joke, and I know the kids involved, I'm not going to say any names. We saw a kid like was like running like full speed, like jumped off a pillar and accidentally roundhouse kicked another kid in the face. And like, the kid was like, it looked like the other kid was dead. Like straight up, like it was kind of, I didn't see it in real time. I had people describe it to me and they're like, I've only seen that on video games. And it looked genuinely like a video game move. And I thought this cousin who was like their nephew was dead. I was like, I thought my nephew was dead. It was incredible. And he was fine, thank God, but it was like, it's just lawless, dude. Yeah, so I mean, that's sort of the most like wild things I've seen. I always think, I guess, if going back to like parties and stuff, I have been at like some corporate events where, like, to your point, they're higher performers, and like, that's weird too. Like when they're like hired performers and they're like acting like something, you're like, This is weird, dude. Like, are you really gonna act like, you know, I don't know, like you're, you know, dressed up like a ballerina and you're trying to feed me hors d'oeuvres and you have to stay in character? Isn't this weird? Is this weird for you? Like, that kind of stuff's weird. Like, and it's like, it's, I don't know who that's for. Like, that, I don't enjoy that kind of stuff. Like, that stuff for me, I'm like, this is making me uncomfortable. Is it making anybody else uncomfortable? Like, I don't want this, like, I've, you know, like, there's, like, performers around, and you're like, who's, like, yes, this is, like, it, like, reminds me of, like, an old king or something, like, yes, yes, dance for me, yes, like, who is enjoying this? It just makes me be, like, I just, like, walk the other way whenever I see any of those things at events like that. I'm like, I want nothing to do with them, I don't want to talk to them, this makes me wildly uncomfortable, like, it's weird. Like, so yeah, like I've been at parties like that where I just like, it's weird.
Speaking of uncomfortable and weird, what do you think is the weirdest thing somebody's hired a bouncy castle for? Like, do you think some guy for like his honeymoon got like a bouncy castle in his backyard and like put rose petals into the bouncy castle and like had a passionate night on a bouncy castle?
I mean, I guess whatever you want it's yours.
Like, do you think there's been some like a corporate event with just the adults in a bouncy castle or something? What do you think the weirdest thing has been done with the bouncy castle?
It's gotta be something like that, dude. I don't know. I don't know if it gets weirder than something like that. I don't know what else you could Dude, you know the scary thing is I've gone through these wormholes. The problem with those bouncy castles, man, you got to be careful. I guess in like certain places that like they'll have these like wind storms, and for whatever reason they'll get like sucked. I don't know if it's you don't have enough weights around them or
well, you have to stake them to the ground.
Well, I know, but like there have been certain scenarios where like, dude, there's videos of these things like going like 30 feet up with children inside them. I'm not making like
there's no way that's true. Who is doing a bouncy castle during like a tornado?
I'm telling you, dude, I will YouTube it right now. It is I have gone through it's not dude, it's not good. Cause like there are legit kids in there. It's not, it doesn't end well. These bouncy castles are like the perfect contraption to be able to like create lift, and they'll just fly up, dude. It's wild. There have been a couple of like Wizard of Oz type situations where these things just like go flying in the air, dude.
You're absolutely right. There's one on the beach.
Not good.
I don't know. Hopefully there are no kids in it.
Dude, it's not. It is not good. They'll just, like, fly away.
But the thing is, the beach is a very ill-advised place. What a bouncy castle. You can't stake a bouncy castle in the sand.
I would tend to agree. I do think it would be pretty funny, though, if no one got hurt and a bouncy castle did like, just appear in your backyard.
You're right. There were some kids that had, like, broken arms and stuff, but, I mean, you know, I guess, like, if you're going to be blown away, you might as well do it in a bouncy castle, right?
That would be... Could you imagine just being, like, taking... Like, dude, like, are you just like, this is it? Like, this is my dream. I've always wanted to fly, and I'm in a bouncy... There's a moment where it is the greatest thing in the world. Like, there is, like... That's the strangest thing about that situation happening. If you're a child, in your head, you're like, oh, this is the greatest day of my life. And then you're like, oh, no. Like, there's 2 seconds or 3 seconds of just bliss where it doesn't get any better than this. I'm in the sky in a bouncy castle. This is awesome. And then there's the realization of this is not going to land well.
You know what's crazy? It's funny you say that. I think that reminds me of the great story Jonah and the Whale from the Bible. Do you think there's a moment he's just sitting along swimming in the sea going, man, this life is good. And then all of a sudden he's inside the belly of a whale. And, you know, like when your dog eats a sock, he poops it out. It's a sock. It's a full-on intact sock. If you get eaten by a whale, do you come out a fully intact human? Or do you get broken down by the acid of the whale's stomach?
Well, I think there's a couple things. So first off, the sock isn't always just a sock. Let's be very clear about that. The sock with the dog, sometimes the sock comes out intact. Sometimes the sock gets stuck and you have to get an operation to get the sock out. And sometimes bits and pieces of the sock come out. So I would say that it's a little different for every situation.
Okay.
You know, the Jonah situation, I do imagine, I've actually, supposedly there are stories, like, real stories of people getting like kind of eaten by like a large like whale things and like
Jonah's not the only exception. I know this.
There is stories of these things happening.
They always come out by a mouth. I don't think we've ever heard of a poop story where that you hose them off and he's like, you won't believe the story I had.
You ain't living through that. Nah, brother. There's no way.
You think stomach acid would break you down, or do you think you could survive that?
I don't think that hole would you come out that hole, man. I don't think you could do it.
Can you imagine somebody finding a big whale poop on a shore and seeing a grown man in it.
It's coming up. Like you're
hot in there.
Do you remember the beginning of Mork from Ork? Do you remember that?
Oh.
So Mork for Mork was Robin Williams. Like,
oh, Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy, Mork for Mork, Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
Just came out of it. The beginning, like, he was, like, coming out of, like, an egg. Remember, he just, like, climbed out of it.
Oh, vaguely.
That's how I imagine it would look. Like, just, you see the turd, and then just, like, you know, Ace Ventura, the rhino.
Can that be a great, you know what? I mean, listen, if I was at a cocktail party with, like, you know, Lance Armstrong and Neil Armstrong and then Jonah, who was scooped out of the whale.
It was just Armstrong. Louis Armstrong.
It was just Armstrong.
It was just Armstrongs. That's all it was. It was an Armstrong party.
I'd be like, yeah. Okay, you played the trumpet. Okay, yeah, you had testicular cancer and you still became a bike champion. Oh, okay, you walked the moon. I want to hear about that. You becoming whale poop story again.
Zip, zap, zoop, bap, doop, zap, zow.
Isn't that how Louis Armstrong talked? Wasn't that like part of his, didn't he have like a, hey.
A Blueberry Hill. What's the name of his best song? I found my thrill.
Dude, I have a story about Blueberry Hill, that song.
Did you lose your virginity to Blueberry Hill?
I lost my virginity to Blueberry. No, so there was this unbelievable bar in Jersey City, right? Like, so Jersey City is like right next to Hoboken, right across from New York City. Right? It's like, there's so many things about, like, New Jersey sets itself up in such a way to be like the pathetic little brother to New York City, and it like never helped itself. Like, you look at like the history of things and you're like, okay, New York City, and then Jersey's like, what are we gonna call ourselves? Like, we're right next to New York, we gotta stand out. What are we gonna call ourselves? Well, we call ourselves Jersey City. It's like, no guys, like, that's not, like, you're not trying to compare yourself to New York City. That's not a good idea. Like, the other thing is, like, the other big city that's very close to New York City is Newark. Sounds just like New York. Newark.
Yeah.
And then there's New York. And then they also have a Penn Station or something. Like, it's like they have all these like knockoff things. You're like, Jersey, you're not helping yourself. You're not helping yourself with like the crappy names of your cities. But anyway, so Jersey City, there was a bar there. I don't think it's there anymore. In fact, I would take you there if it is still there.
Yeah.
It was called the Golden Cicada.
The Golden what?
The Golden Cicada, like the bug. Golden Cicada, it's this little bar, and it's this bar that is owned by this gentleman named Terry. His name is Terry. Terry is definitely an immigrant from China that goes by Cherry, by Terry. Terry is not this man's name. I can promise you $1 million, Terry is not this guy's name, but he runs the bar, the Golden Cicada. And the charm of the Golden Cicada, it's a Chinese restaurant that at a certain time of the day just becomes a karaoke bar. Like a hole-in-the-wall karaoke bar.
That sounds great to me.
It's awesome. And the setup was like, you would just search YouTube. You would literally, like, the karaoke setup was not a karaoke machine. It was, you would just go on YouTube, like, type in what you wanted to, and there was this, like, crappy mic that was just get handed around the bar.
That sounds great.
Dude, the place is magical. So, the other thing is, there was a drink there called Chinese Firewater. And if you took the shot and didn't vomit, Terry, the owner, would give you a necklace with a little cicada on it. I have it.
If you drank the firewater?
Yeah, if you bought the shot and you didn't vomit it up immediately, he would give you this necklace that you could keep.
So that makes me think it has something really like non-digestible in it. Like,
it was terrible. I did throw up. Like, I took it and then I went directly to the bathroom and I threw up. It was awful.
It sounds like a terrible establishment. What did he put in it? Like, you know, Marmite and like whiskey? Like what?
It's something I don't think it's like legal here in the States. I think it's something that he's like shipping in from like China illegally. And like he's like, this kills people. This kills people.
So describe it. Does it taste bad? Or was it like super potent?
It's both. It's super potent and it tastes horrible. I think it's rubbing alcohol. I think it's like rubbing alcohol. It was so bad. It was like warm to the touch. You know what I mean? You were like, this is like burning my hand. This is not good. It's like removing like fingernail polish. Like you see girls like dip their fingernail in and like the polish is like already come off there. It was so bad. So I say this, you get the necklaces. The place was magical. So the story of Blueberry Hill is that was Terry's song. Because you go in this place, there's this amazing, if you're a Chinese restaurant, this guy can barely speak English, but he's amazing. He's giving you these Chinese fire water shots. He's giving you necklaces. You're like, who are you? You're awesome. So at one point I turn and I say, Terry, what do you want to sing? And he goes, oh, I want to sing my favorite song. And we go, what's your favorite song, Terry? And he goes, Blueberry Hill. And literally, that was his song, man. So Terry, oh yeah, Terry like got up and he was like, and it was pretty comical listening to that accent singing Blueberry Hill. And he was just belting it, man.
I bet he tore the roof off the place.
Dude, he was a god in there too. Like everybody, and it was also like, the audience, what's hysterical? The audience is like, Terry's like 60 years old, like 60-year-old Chinese guy. And it's like a bunch of like 20-something-year-old girls who like are like, you would have thought that like Terry was a Backstreet Boy. It was incredible singing Blueberry Hill. So that's my Blueberry Hill story. But that place is awesome. If you're ever in Jersey City, Golden Cicada, I gotta see if that place is still open. It was an amazing bar.
You know, that reminds me of is, I gotta say this was probably 2022. You, me, and Jordan Hill, who's been on the podcast, and our buddy Donnie Martin, who will eventually be on the podcast at some point. We all went to Denver, and we went to this, you have a friend who lives there, and she was like, we gotta go to this one bar in downtown. So we go to the bar, and she's like, hey, this bar's kind of known for this cool shot. Let's try it. And we're like, okay, sure. Yeah, like when in Denver. And so she gives us a shot and a little flower. And we're like, we're kind of looking at each other like, what the heck? And she goes, okay, here's what you do. You chug it, and then you put the flower in your mouth. And we're like, what? She goes, trust me, it's awesome. And we're like, okay. And so we do the shot, we put the flower in your mouth, and it kind of dissolves in your mouth. It's a real flower. And all of a sudden, I'm like, so why the flower? And she goes, it makes your mouth numb. And all of a sudden, like within a minute, our tongues start tingling. And we're like, why did you give us this? It's a terrible idea.
It is one of those things you should tell people what the side effects are going to be. Of that particular thing. Yeah, that was hilarious.
It lasted like 3 minutes, but our tongues were just like,
Yeah, that place was awesome. That was a great karaoke night, too.
After that bar, we went to karaoke. That was fun.
You know, the older you get, like, let's just be honest, to be a good parent, you shouldn't be spending that much time in bars, period, if we're being really honest. But I will say, if Dad, you know, every once in a while, Dad deserves a night out or Mom deserves a night out. There ain't anything wrong with a good old-fashioned, like, dive bar that's doing karaoke. Those are my kind of people, you know? Like, you're going and you're just singing your hearts out to nobody out there. And, you know, you got Terry giving you a necklace for some sort of a carcinogen. He's giving you in a cup. Like, that's... That's America, baby. That's what this country was founded on, and that's the kind of thing that we can't lose, you know, in our fair burg. And you know, we gotta fight the man who's shutting down those beautiful establishments all over the U.S. They have to be stopped.
So, you know, you and me have been to, believe it or not, we've gone to a lot of karaoke bars in our day in many different cities. Denver, Austin, Chicago, New York City. Like, it's weird. And we're not really known for singing, but we just, something about having a couple beers, you're like, let's go karaoke. But here's the thing. I don't know what your go-to song is. You know what mine is, but I don't know what yours is.
Oh, I know what mine is. Mine is Plush by Stone Temple Pilots. And the only reason it's my song, not because I like the song. I mean, I do like the song, but it's not a song I particularly like. It's not, Stone Temple Pilots are not my favorite band. In fact, they're not even in like my top, like if you were to say, like, give me your top 30 bands, like they wouldn't even make that cut. It's just because the way that song is sang, I can hit it. It's the same Pearl Jam, Creed, Nickelback a little bit. It's that same kind of, you know, it's nasally, and it's like kind of like low. You don't, it's not like soprano or alto. It's kind of like a lower. It's like very, like you can roll your O's, and like it's silly. And for whatever reason, I kill that song. Like, I can do a really good job of that song. So it's a song that everybody, you don't know that you know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, in your head, you're like, do I know that song? And then you're like, when the dogs begin to fly.
That's key to a good karaoke. Singing a song you think most people will know and getting them to sing along with you. Because that's the fun of it.
And I actually think, too, that's part of the beauty of a good karaoke is actually singing a song that you forgot that you know the words to.
That's why it's good to see my go-to. You know what my go-to karaoke song is, right? I sing it every time, and I can't help myself. I always want to sing it.
Was it Circles by Post Malone?
No, but I have sang that one before.
You sang that one in Denver. Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one because it's probably in your range. And that's another song where it's the same way, where it's like you forgot you knew that song.
Exactly.
You knew it. I think the reason why we go to karaoke bars and why we enjoy it is because like you're willing to just be silly. And if you go to a bar and everybody else is at that bar and they're willing to be silly, like those are the kind of people that even if I don't know who they are, I want to be with those people
because
they're not taking themselves too seriously. Like, screw every other bar. Let me go to a place where people can just sing about stupid things or all sing songs together because those are probably better people than, you know, the jerks at the other bar.
You know what I appreciate about that bar in Denver? So you, me, and Jordan and Don go in there with your friend, right? We go in this bar, no karaoke is happening. And we basically went in there and demanded. We're like, we need karaoke. And the lady behind the bar was all too excited to be like, yes, finally, let's do some karaoke. So she goes up there, she gets her stuff ready. And she does a brilliant thing where she breaks the ice and sings the song first, right?
Yeah.
The DJ at the karaoke, right? And she, I'm 90% positive she intentionally sings it horribly to make other people feel brave about being like, I could do better than that. Okay, I'll do it. Right? Because I thought it was brilliant. Because I think she was laying on a little thick the way she was singing it. Like, it wasn't great.
It's hard if, like, Idina Menzel goes up there and just kills it. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
By the way, Idina Menzel's been getting a lot of pub because of the new Wicked movie, right? You've been seeing a lot more of her. You know who I'm talking about, Idina Menzel?
Well, I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
But do you know who she is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Adele Dazeem?
Adele Dazeem. Well, we're gonna get back to that here in a second. But Idina Menzel, who was originally cast on Broadway, one of the original stars of the Wicked Broadway musical, you know, and she also did one of the Frozen, she did the song Let It Go and Frozen, and she's got an unbelievable voice. That woman has the largest mouth I've ever seen on a human
being.
Dude. It's like it looks like one of those like snakes that, you know, they like detach their jaw and you're like, oh my God. Like,
I thought that too. I'm like, she could take a massive bite of a burger. Like, that's a good burger mouth right there. Like,
oh my God.
If I had that mouth, I'd be eating burgers left and right, because that is Taylor made for burgers and singing. I mean, God bless her. She's used it to her advantage.
Exactly. She's incredible. Okay, so your reference was, what was, that was John Travolta.
So, yeah, I called her Adele Dazeem, and basically, first let me say, of all the times I've seen my wife laugh really hard, that is the hardest I have ever seen my wife laugh, is when John Travolta's at an award show, and I think he was Idina Menzel was about to sing, I believe.
It was for, I remember, it was for, because I remember watching it live, and I remember being like I think I was watching it live, and I'm like, am I seeing, like, did I just hear what I thought I heard?
He just, you could tell, as he was talking, he was stalling because he forgot her name. He's like, the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. And her name is Idina Menzel. And his brain came up with Adele Dazeem.
What I don't understand, Will, here's what makes it even weirder. There's a teleprompter. Like, during the Academy Awards, there is a teleprompter that they are reading from. So I don't understand how you look at that and go, Adele Dazeem. Is it, is that exactly what he said, Adele Dazeem?
Yeah, he was like, and the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. To this day, I mean, I've seen my wife laugh really hard many, many times, but that clip has never made her laugh harder. I thought she was going to pass out. She was laughing so hard. Yeah, I mean, it is so funny how off he was. Like, he... it's really bad. It'd be like if I called you, like, George Clooney. Like, it's...
George Cream. And it also, the other strange thing is, like, to your point, I do wonder if the teleprompter was acting up or something was happening in his brain, because, like, how he starts talking gets weird, too. He's like, the wickedly talented.
I can't tell if that's him stalling or if just he was having a mini stroke. Like,
the
just
wickedly talented.
But you gotta wonder if out there somewhere in the world there is an Adele Dazeem, and she's like, huh?
That's me. I'm Adele Dazeem. That's me.
Oh man. That clip is so funny. So as we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, we're going to start being a little more on schedule. So you can expect to do podcast every Monday morning. So when you get your coffee, put on your fresh pair of pants.
You can listen to the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
Listen to Adele Dazeem first.
Talented Adele Dazeem.
And then turn on an old Do Podcast episode, because you can take that to the bank. You will see a Do Podcast every Monday morning. And listen, hey, guys, we don't make any money off this. We do it for the love of the game. But here's the deal. If we got a few dimes and quarters from some sponsors, we wouldn't hate it. So the way we do that is you hit subscribe on whatever platform you listen to. You follow us on Spotify, follow us on Apple Podcasts. You hit subscribe on YouTube. It makes us feel good, and it helps us. So give it a little follow.
Yeah, give us a little follow.
Just a little, like, boop. That's all it takes.
All right, duties, we love you.
Have it. And you know what? Hey, let's salute you a great 2025. Ready? God bless you, duties, and God bless America.
God bless 2025.
Amen to that. Have a great week, everybody.